Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. Welcome this morning. Amen. This is These Are the Words, some encouragement. Amen. From the Word of God. This is your host, Pastor Katisa, this great Wednesday. We glorify God. We worship Him. Yes, we love Him because He first loved us. Amen. The blessed people of God we are, His children, His offspring. Amen. We glorify God this morning. We thank God for you. Thank you for joining us. We do not take for granted the saints of God, not one bit. Amen. As you join us, amen, taking time out of your schedule, amen, to listen in. Keep us in prayer as we also pray with you. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, God, we glorify you. God, we magnify you. We thank you. We say hallelujah within the highest praise, God. God, you strengthen us. You renew us. God, you are awesome. God, we bless you. Thank you, Lord God. In heaven, your Holy Spirit in us, living in us, a deposit of our inheritance. Thank you, God. We will overflow in love. We'll be rooted and established in your love, that it overflows to others. In Jesus' name, amen and praise God. Amen and praise God. So we go to that scripture in 1 Thessalonians chapter 3, and verse 12 and 13. This is my... and I don't think it's just for my, I think for the body of Christ, prophetically, God is speaking about love. And because He is love, and also that He wants us to know Him in the love He has for us, and that it's to overflow, not just stay with us, but to others, amen, other believers, loving each other as Jesus has commanded us, and also bringing those who don't know Jesus unto the kingdom of God. But those verses say, 1 Thessalonians chapter 3, verse 12 says, may the Lord make your love increase and overflow for each other and for everyone else, just as ours does for you. May he strengthen your hearts so that you will be blameless and holy in the presence of our God and Father when our Lord Jesus comes with all his holy ones. God, I thank you for that. May the Lord make your love increase and overflow for each other. And that should be our prayers for one another. Because love, we've been talking about love, and we do a study on it. I mean, almost in every book, especially in the New Testament, every book you'll find the word love. You'll find it that Jesus was teaching. He was teaching us to love one another. Amen. And then we go jump back to the book of Proverbs 21. We say, it says, whoever pursues righteousness and love finds life, prosperity, and honor. Whoever pursues righteousness and love. So God wants us to pursue the love. Amen. Pursue it. Pursue his love that he has for us, and then spread this love to the believers in Christ Jesus. Amen. And when I go to the New Testament and I go to the book of John, surely Jesus is teaching. Surely it's all through that the Gospels. Amen. But in John chapter 15 is where I'm going to come from. John chapter 15, amen, about the love of God. Hallelujah, praise his name. Thank you, Jesus. Flipping over here right now. Amen. And Jesus teaching us, and he says to us, glory be to his name. In John, the book of John, chapter 15, verse 9 says, as the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Now remain in my love. If you keep my commands, you will remain in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commands and remain in his love. Verse 11 says, I have told you this so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete. Do you want to have joy? Oh, we got to love others. We got to show some love by our actions. You want to be happy, amen? People think happy is getting more stuff. Spending, getting, going up the career ladder. No, love, amen, other is showing kindness and goodness of God. Amen. And loving people the way they desire to be loved. Amen. Praise his name. And so, love, when we have the love of God, most definitely we'll have joy. And joy overrides happiness, because happiness can be like this temporary thing, but joy is regardless. Hallelujah, praise his name. So we go to this verse, amen, verse 12 says, my command is this, love each other as I have loved you. How Jesus loved us, we know how Jesus loved us. He said this in verse 13, greater love has no one than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. Pretty strong, that's pretty strong. Do you have a friend like that? You have a friend that'll lay down their life. You can call them. Oh, they will do what you ask. If they can help you, they will help you. They will come to your rescue if they are able. 14, verse 14, John 15 and 14 says, you are my friends if you do what I command. I no longer call you servants because a servant doesn't know his master's business. Instead, I've called you friends, for everything that I learned from my Father, I've made known to you. Verse 16, you did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you so you might go and bear fruit, fruit that will last, and so that whatever you ask in my name, the Father will give you. This is my command, verse 17. This is my command. Love each other. Love each other. Love. We already experienced enough hate in the world. People, you know, it's persecution, and that's what Jesus goes on to teach in that John 15. But he's saying to us, we need to love each other. We need to love each other. People need to have an encouragement. when you hug somebody, it's not to, wish anything that's ill upon them. No, we want to see them strengthen in their faith. We want the love that's in us to overflow to them. Then the love that's in them to overflow to others. I tell you, people grow and prosper in love. And just like this says in Proverbs, if you pursue righteousness and love, then you find life, prosperity. And I tell you, God is wonderful. He is awesome. His love, I tell you, it is, without the Holy Spirit, we would not be able to understand and comprehend the love of God that is in Christ Jesus. And that God says nothing can separate us from it. So I'm just stopping by. This is Pastor Katisa to say I love you today. I hope that you feel like the seeds of harvest is a ministry that's showing love, because we want to build you up. See that you walk out your faith in endurance and perseverance, establishing character, and most of all, hope. And, you know, we turn to 1 Corinthians 13:13, it says that these three remain, faith, hope, and love, but the greatest is love. Love is going to last through eternity. Amen. Let us be characterized, body of Christ, let us be characterized by our love. Let people say, I know that they are Christian. They love other believers. They love God, first of all. They love God with all their heart, mind, soul, and strength. And they love other Christians, and they love each other. That's what's going to draw people. Jesus said that'll draw people to Christ more than anything else. It's enough hating in the world. People hate on each other. This group hating that group. These people hating these people. The wars, the kingdoms, rising up in each other. We need to show the love of God, because love triumphs is the greatest. And because we know that our God, that is his characteristic, is love. We thank God for you. We bless God. You be encouraged. You be strengthened. Amen. Join us this Saturday as we lift up our youth. Keep us in prayer that we continue on in the strength of the Lord and do his will. Be blessed and go with God.